Chapter 81. Although they responded to both immediately, it had taken a while for the Vineland Park PD to connect the explosion in the luggage room at the hotel to the killing at the residential tower across the way. By that time, the little man registered at the Park Mansion Hotel and Spa was gone with the wind. It was Jed Pruitt himself who showed up at Jesse Stone's hotel to fetch him and Diana and bring them to the crime scenes. "You know the situation?" Pruitt asked, pulling away from the hotel and heading toward the Park Mansion complex. Jesse said, "We heard the sirens, then Kahan called, filled us in on what he knew. Told us that Hale's house was pretty much in lockdown mode and that they were prepared to put Jen in the panic room or to evacuate. But he didn't have all the details on what had happened at the Park Mansion."
"He didn't have all the details because neither did we. Here's how it stands. That guy we met who was guarding Belinda Yankton is dead. A clean headshot through glass and drapes from the 10th floor of the adjoining building. The room the shot came from was registered to, and you're not going to like this part even a little bit, Jesse Stone of Paradise, Massachusetts. I can't say that I much appreciate his sense of humor."
Diana asked, "How's Belinda Yankton?"
"She's safe for the moment. We've moved her to an undisclosed location."
"That's not what I meant, Chief."
Pruitt apologized. "Sorry, Diana. I was thinking like a cop there and not like a human being. She's a wreck, as you might imagine. It took her a few minutes to gather herself to go into the next room after she heard the glass break and the thud, then a few more minutes to finally call 911. When we showed up at her address, she refused to let us in. We had to break into the condo, and, as Jesse can attest, those front doors of hers were not easy to breach. My people found her barricaded in her bedroom closet, smeared with blood and clutching a Bible. Had to sedate her."
"You've gone wide with this," Jesse said. Pruitt nodded, but not enthusiastically.
"Had to, Jesse. We could play it close, keep it between us as long as we thought Jen was the only target and nothing else happened. But this is homicide, a bombing, and you know Homeland Security is going to be up my ass about it being a terrorist attack.
The goddanged media is already reporting it as such, though that don't make a lick of sense."
"Was anyone hurt in the bombing?" Diana asked.
"No, ma'am, no one. Apparently it wasn't much of a bomb, as near as we can tell. A lot of sound and not much fury. At least we can all be thankful for that."
"He didn't want anyone to get hurt, or a lot of people would have gotten hurt," Jesse said.
"This was all for my benefit."
Jesse explained about the phone call he'd gotten from Peepers earlier. "I was set to call you when we heard all the sirens coming from Vineland Park.
Kahan called last night and told me Peepers had called you at the restaurant. But what could we have done? We had no way of knowing where he'd strike, or if he even meant his threats. We couldn't have stopped him. Still likely I'm going to catch hell over this, probably lose my job."
"The great frustration of law enforcement," Jesse said. "Criminals act, we react." They pulled up to the curb outside the Park Mansion complex. Pruitt said,
"We can look at the homicide scene later, if you like. Really not much to see over there now but the broken glass, the drapes, and bloodstain. I think we should check out the hotel room first. There's stuff in there I think you need to see."
When they entered the hotel, they saw a team of cops photographing and sifting through debris from the explosion. Shards of wood from the door that had once kept the luggage room secure, as well as scraps of clothing, shreds of leather and plastic suitcases, and bits of metal had been blown out into the lobby. The 10th floor of the Park Mansion Hotel and Spa was teeming with police, and not all of them from Vineland Park.
"We asked for an assist from the Dallas PD," Pruitt said. "As good as I'd like to think we are, we don't have much expertise with these sorts of crimes. Come on down here."
They walked halfway down the hall.
"Peeper's room has already been gone through and dusted, but I had them leave a few things for you to see."
The cop at the door nodded to Pruitt and stepped aside to let the three of them enter.
"You can see he used the nightstands as a shooting platform. If you stand behind it and look slightly to the left, you'll see the window he shot into."
But you didn't bring us here to show us this, Diana said. Pruitt shook his head.
I did not.
Then what? Jesse asked.
We found these in the closet.
Pruitt handed over three evidence bags to Jesse.
They're schematics for the electrical, plumbing, heating, and cooling systems of the Vineland Park Country Club. He's a thorough son of a bitch, gotta give him that.
Jesse didn't like it. Thorough people aren't usually sloppy, and leaving those schematics behind was sloppy. What's wrong, Jesse? Diana asked.
I'm not sure.
Pruitt yanked the cell phone off his belt and excused himself. He didn't look pleased when he came back into the room.
They just found his rental, ditched about 3 miles north of here, Pruitt said.
Jesse made a face.
What was it, a Honda Civic?
No, as a matter of fact, it was a blue Maserati. Guess he wanted to seem like he belonged here.
Jesse stared at Diana, and they seemed to have the same thought at the same time. Diana said, something's not right.
Very not right, Jesse agreed.
Pruitt was dumbfounded.
I'd say. The man just set a pipe bomb off in a hotel lobby and murdered a man he never met through a window.
That wasn't what they meant, but neither Jesse nor Diana wanted to argue or explain. Jesse said, can you have someone take us over to Hunsicker's place? Pruitt made a face.
Sure, but don't you want to see?
Jesse shook his head. We need to get over there, Jed. Diana reached her arm out and placed it on Pruitt's shoulder. As soon as possible, Chief.
Look, you two, I'm not having anybody do anything until you explain what the rush is all about.
Jesse and Diana looked at each other again, but it was Jesse who spoke. He played us. I don't think Jen's his target, at least not anymore. Pruitt understood without any further explanation.
Officer Moore, the chief said to the cop guarding the door, take these folks over to the Hunsicker house and do it now.
He turned back to Jesse and Diana, shook their hands.
I'll call ahead for you. Be safe.
They left without another word.